Good afternoon. This is, of course, the first update we've had since last week. In that ensuing period of time, we've had a fatality due to COVID-19. Poor lady in her 90s that has been fighting this since April. Sincere condolences of the city and all the residents of the city go out to her family, her friends, her loved ones. I can only imagine what her family has been going through since April in fighting this terrible virus. We've got Dr. Canton on the line, and so we'll hand the mic over to Dr. Canton. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Perry, and thank you, everyone, for joining us and for continuing to share the important messages with respect to COVID-19 so that we can continue to move forward in a manner that is working to really protect all community members from this infection. So as Mayor Perry said, unfortunately, we did have the duty to report another loss of life related to COVID-19. And we continue to extend our sincere sympathies to the family and loved ones and friends of this individual, as well as to all individuals and families that have been impacted by COVID-19 across our region. It is an unfortunate and sad reminder of the ongoing commitment that really is required as we move forward. While we are pleased as a community, as a region, as a health unit, to be able and to have moved on to stage two of reopening the province, when we look at the framework for reopening Ontario with respect to COVID, and we celebrate the tremendous dedication and commitment of all community members, of community partners to getting us to this point, it is an important reminder that the work is not over. COVID-19 is not over. It is still a continued concern and risk of exposure that we all need to remain mindful of. So as we move forward, we continue to share the really important measures, the proven measures that will prevent the infection, will prevent the spread of COVID-19, and will continue to save lives. It is a shared responsibility. We all play a role, and thank everyone for their ongoing commitment, and again, encourage you to continue with this tremendous commitment to keeping yourselves, your loved ones, and all community members safe moving forward. As we have moved into stage two of reopening, we've seen patios open up. We've seen the introduction of social circles, which enable some more close contact between groups of 10 that are predefined and explicit. We see the increase in availability of greater groups for both weddings and funerals, and the increase in social gatherings being allowed to 10. As we move into this, it is with an abundance of caution that we need to again remind individuals that in all of these settings, as all of these increased options to expand our social connections, to expand our availability with work and getting on with some sense of norm, we need to remember that it is a new norm and that being open for business is not business as usual. And so whatever setting we may be in as we move forward, whether it's professionally or individually, the proven methods to reduce the spread and limit the spread of COVID-19 remain the same. And that is strict and diligent hand washing that is frequent with either soap and water or hand sanitizer, cough and sneeze etiquette into a sleeve or a tissue and discarding it, refraining from touching your face. Physical distancing is absolutely critical, and I know it's a challenge as we move forward, as businesses open. It really is a new norm, and we need to increase the conversation and increase our collective voice that we expect and support one another to maintain that 2 meters of distancing, especially as businesses and workplaces open. If maintaining that physical distancing is a challenge, the use of non-medical, non-surgical masks is encouraged and recommended. And the Porcupine Health Unit has both instructions on how to make those masks, instructions on how to wear them and use them safely and appropriately. And again, the last right? The last step that remains critical is, again, if you have any symptoms whatsoever, however mild they may be, you may not even feel sick, please stay home. Stay home and isolate yourself. Don't expose anyone else. Call the health unit or the assessment center to get referred for testing and help prevent the spread, help save lives. While most infections are mild in nature, we have been a very unfortunate example with many families affected by tragic outcomes related to COVID-19, and we need to continue to work together to prevent these outcomes. Thank you. Merci, Miigwech.
Thank you, Doctor. Next, we'll go to the Timmins and District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and everyone on the call. I'd like to echo the condolences expressed so well by the mayor, Dr. Canton. It is yet another tragedy as a result of this very serious illness, and safety has got to be top of mind. As was announced late last week, long-term care homes, retirement homes, and other residential care settings are permitted to resume limited family visitation. While this is a very positive announcement, the provincial directive announced in March for visitor restrictions in hospitals remains in effect. We realize that this is extremely difficult for loved ones of patients and that are in our hospital and the visitor restrictions that affect them. On June 15th, Chief Medical Officer of Health announced that acute care hospitals could begin gradual resumption of patient visitation in the hospital. The Timmins and District Hospital has started planning for the process for limited resumption of inpatient visitation. This plan is part of a larger phased approach with healthcare safety of our patients, physicians, and staff remaining our top priority. Additional information and a timeline for this reintroduction will be communicated shortly. We want to thank the community for their continued patience while we ensure the reintroduction is done in the safest way possible. Earlier this month, hospitals began the slow reintroduction of clinical services throughout the province. As the hospital begins to see the slow resumption of these services, we are reminding the public that this is not a return to normal operations. Precautionary measures like active screening, enhanced surveillance, and mandatory physical distancing remain in place. While it's tempting to return to normal, especially when no new cases have been reported since May 10th, we aren't there yet. The hospital remains open 24/7 for those requiring medical care. In an effort to conserve we are asking those who need to attend the hospital to please bring their own mask or facial covering with them. Personally, I want to thank the ongoing donations from the public of homemade masks. It's truly amazing the creativity and the skill of the folks who are making the masks. I'm getting reports from my infection prevention and control staff that they're very well made and have been creative in their design. So thanks again, and we appreciate helping us conserve our medical grade PPE. As the mayor has often said, and Dr. Kim today, we are truly the author of our own success or misfortune. Never has personal responsibility been more important. As always, please stay safe, stay home as much as possible, wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Blaise. Any questions from the media for Dr. Catton or for Blaise McNeil? All right, hearing nothing, then we'll go on to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAP.
Good afternoon, Dave. on behalf of the board and employees of the Cochrane DSAB, I'd also like to express condolences for the latest fatality from COVID-19. For emergency medical services, the call volume remains consistent with an average of approximately 25 calls a day, with 15 of those in Timmins, an average of 10 failing screening protocols. Paramedics continue to assist with staffing at the assessment centers, and this week all medics were tested for the virus. On the food security front, meals for the last 7 days provided through the Lord's Kitchen, First Baptist Church, and Salvation Army for a total of 1,273 meals. So once again, it's an impressive effort from all of the volunteers concerned. I'd like to remind people to, as they keep up with their takeout orders, for to please support the restaurants that are supporting those in need at this time. A list of those restaurants can be found on the graphic on the Cochrane DSAB website. And the food bank numbers are increasing. Last week, it served 67 adults. This is Timmins Food Bank, 67 adults and 42 children. And this week it was 54 adults and 22 children. I'd also like to remind people that today is deliveries of the Good Food Box. Starts today at noon. With the help of the DSAB, Timmins Native Friendship Center, and volunteers, they're delivering over 300 boxes of fresh produce today. The next delivery date is July 16th, so the deadline to order is July 2nd. The deadline is always the first Thursday of the month, and deliveries are the third Thursday of the month. To order, they should call the Anti-Hunger Coalition of Timmins at 705-262-2499. And I'd like to thank the community members who purchased over half of those 300 boxes. Much appreciated. In terms of homelessness, the numbers remain the same at the college. However, we are finding success in housing people from that location. This week will bring the total of eight patrons who will be housed in permanent housing. Some more on that program is it's called Housing Now, and it's collaboration between several community partners to effectively end homelessness in the city of Timmins. Based on the values of respect, dignity, hope, and collaboration, this service model ensures that persons who are homeless receive the support they need to find and maintain suitable housing. Housing, clinical, and complementary service providers are working together to provide flexible, strength-based support so people can live as independently as possible. We are currently looking for one-bedroom units that are currently available or available July 1st. There are financial incentives available to landlords who choose to partake in the program. Any landlord interested in partnering in the effort to end homelessness in the city of Timmins or is looking for more information on the Housing Now program can reach out to Lindsay Cumming at the Cochrane DSAB at 705-268-7722. Extension 228, and there'll be that information will also be posted on the Cochrane DSAB website. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. We'll go back to the media for any questions. Okay, hearing none, then we'll go back to Mayor Perry for closing remarks.
Once again, thank you everybody for being on this call this week. As we talk, of course, to the professionals involved in delivery of the healthcare services to the Timmins and district residents. We have had 65 cases so far, none since May 10th, which is a great start. It's a wonderful place to be, but the eight fatalities, of course, equate to about a 12% fatality rate, which is huge. I bring that up now because we are in the second phase of reopening. A tremendous amount of work has been done by our community partners that I'll mention them again, the Timmins Economic Development Corporation, the BIA, and the Chamber, and others, and community partners like Newmont. Kids been there, Lakeshore's been there. They've all been there during this pandemic. We don't want to take a step backwards. The lessons that we've learned over the last 3 months are the lessons we've got to carry out into our community. We have to realize the weak point, of course, is the entry point, which is largely the airport, and people are going to want to go out to those beautiful patios that are out there and enjoy the good weather. And I welcome this. I welcome this because I have the faith and the confidence in the Timmins residents that they have learned this their lessons. They know what social distancing is all about, and when to wear a mask when they have to. I'm very confident we can do this correctly and are doing it correctly. Another incident-free week, as reported to us from the Chief of Police. Of course, I want to end by thanking everybody that's been involved in this since day one. All the first responders, all of the business owners that have taken upon themselves to recognize that they are ultimately responsible for the health and safety of their employees. So you see the plexiglass, you see the safety precautions in place for their employees themselves, who recognize that ultimately they are the author of destiny. To the citizens that recognize that they are the author of their own future. It's up to us. It's up to us to do this successfully together, and I'm confident we can do that. So as we enjoy the upcoming weekend with beautiful weather forecast, I believe, do it safely and do it together in safety. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Peary. And once again, thanks to the members of the media for helping us get the news out.